Samsung has yet another new phone. It's called the Note 10. There's several variations of the Note 10. It's one of the biggest phones you've ever seen. I've been playing with it, as has Ed Begg from USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech, and we're going to compare notes here. Ed, you played around with the phone. It's so big. Do you think that people will have a problem fitting it in their pocket?
I don't. And the reason I don't, you know, let's take a very quick history lesson. Samsung effectively invented this whole category, so-called phablet phone, so named because, you know, it was like a larger tablet and a smaller phone, squeeze them together to get a phablet. The screens today are much larger than that original phablet, you know, which was, I believe, 5.3 inches. Now, you know, you're up
6.8 inches.
That's right. Big phone, and yet the form factor, the actual design, isn't huge. I mean, you and I have both seen lots of large phones, and guess what? Large phones are now the norm. You know, it's no longer this, oh my God, look at that giant thing. This is the, you know, these are the kinds of phones people are mostly carrying around today. So to answer your question, no, I don't think it's too big.
Yeah, I didn't feel it's too big either. I like the bigness. I like the big screen. It's a big, beautiful screen.
Yep.
And what I don't like about it is $1,100.
It's hard to like $1,100. You know, Samsung has this Galaxy Fold phone, which is almost $2,000. So I guess if you compare it to that, and that phone, of course, has had some issues, and we'll talk more about that when it finally comes out in September. But $1,100, any way you slice it, is a lot of money for a phone, even though that's, you know, that's where iPhones, and they're in that ballpark. And we're seeing the effects. You know, people are reluctant to pay that much money for these devices.
Right.
Good devices for sure, but a lot of money.
Right. Apple sales are down 15%, so they predict for this year, because people just said enough is enough.
Yeah.
What I like about it, besides the big screen, which is gorgeous, is the camera.
Yeah.
They added portrait mode for video, and the video is beautiful and it shoots really great in low light. That's the good part. The bad part is the shutter sometimes doesn't respond well.
Yeah. I agree. You know, the pictures I've seen with it are lovely, really, really nice. Great screen. A lot of things to like about it. People who like the Notes, which, by the way, the most loyal Samsung customers, they stuck with the Note through some very rough times a few years ago when, you know, the things were catching fire. They've moved beyond that. Some people like it also for the so-called S Pen. That's the souped-up stylus that comes with these devices. That's what really differentiates the Notes from the S series devices. They've got a few new tricks with the S Pen. You know, people who draw, people who use them for gestures. You can actually use it to take photos. So that's something that for a particular user is going to want to take advantage of the S Pen. It's not something that I personally use a lot, but it's there if you want it.
Right. Three cameras, ultra-wide, like on the Galaxy S10.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, three cameras, ultra-wide, wide, and portrait mode, but it's the video. The video adding, first of all, the ability to shoot really nicely in low light. I did a shot today where I put my camera down and found that I was getting better shots on the phone, and that's saying a lot. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, here with Ed Begg. You've been listening to Talking Tech. If you have questions about anything that we've been talking about or whatever, Ed Begg at Ed Begg on Twitter, at Jefferson Graham on Twitter. And thanks everyone for listening, and thanks Ed for joining me on this show.
Anytime.